Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Tuesday, May 7. Nathan Buckley on the short, sharp questions facing the Bulldogs.
In your old equation of hope and belief, do you reckon there's a deficit that we can see now out on the field that the Bulldogs are the wrong side of the equation of hope and belief?
Yeah, I think they feel, I think the players, both individually and the team, they look like they're a little bit hangdog. You know, their resilience looks low. So when something doesn't quite go their way for a period in a game, which is going to happen in a modern day more than any other, I think that looks like they lose a bit of energy. They lose a bit of hope. And that is not a great place to go to when you're trying to win a game of footy.
Do you feel like they're getting closer to success or further away from success?
Well, my eyes go to a guy like Bontempelli, and we're already starting to talk about that. He's a generational player. They've got some guns in there, or what are perceived as guns, and that's why you think, okay, well, let's get the pieces around them. But even they might not be playing at their best. So I look there and I think, and the supporters would think as well that we need to make the most of now, and you always need to make the most of now because. Tomorrow isn't that far away.
And is it a fair measure for them as finals? Is that their aspiration
so.
As finals?
Oh, they'll still be aspiring to play finals. And I heard a report around, well, it's finals or bust. And I think that's fair. Like that, they should be if they got the best out of themselves, they're clearly going to be a top eight side at least. And I think that's a fair assessment and judgment and assumption to come to external to the football club. They should be making finals. There's quite a few clubs that should be making finals that won't. But if the Bulldogs don't, then we'll ask more questions.
Former Suns chairman Tony Cochran on whether the Tassie Devils are now a formality.
Funnily enough, I do. But I think this is a bit like a very interesting novel. I think there's going to be a couple of more big twists and turns before we get to the final page of the book. I think there's a lot more that could potentially be played out here over the next, 3 to 5 years.
Bharat Sundaresan on the Captain Pat effect in the IPL.
What a guy, Jared. He's just won them all. I remember when David Warner had himself and his kids dancing to all these Telugu hits a few years ago, and he had won over Hyderabad. Pat Cummins has done it by just being Pat Cummins. My Telugu is not the best, but I'll read this out to you. Mava Hollywood hero avuchu kani SRH vachi cricket adutandu. And what that translates to, thanks to my friends, is he could have been a Hollywood hero, but instead he's done us a favor by coming and captaining Sunrisers Hyderabad. And wherever he goes, Jared, that's what they're saying. It's on social media. And you've seen clips of him going to supermarkets and malls where it's just full of people. And the irony in all this is, just go back to November. Pat Cummins was the Grinch of India, wasn't he? He said he'll shut everyone up or he'll silence the crowd, and he did. And now that's become his gimmick, Jared. So everywhere he goes, people are asking him to do the shush and like put a finger to his lips. You can go from villain to hero very quickly in India, and Pat Cummins is doing it just by being himself, and he's met all these Telugu film stars, and you know, this it's so such a big industry there. They lost a couple of matches after he met this pretty divisive Telugu actor, and they're blaming the actor, not the team, for this.
Paralympian and world champion Jared Clifford on running with his guide and best mate.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's funny. I remember with 500 metres to go in that race, it was a world title, and we won with the guide team. And Tim said to me with 500 to go, like, this is everything we've been working towards. Like, this is the time to go. And we kind of moved up. The Spanish bloke came around us. And then with 300 metres to go, all I had to do was tap his elbow with mine. And he knew to move wide. And we nailed it down the back straight and went on to win the gold medal. So when it's working, it feels amazing. It's the best connection that you can do. I can literally run with my eyes closed. In Tokyo in the marathon, I was really struggling in the last 7Ks, and he reminded me that if I needed to rest my eyes, like, I could close them and he'd keep me safe. So I can run totally hesitant free. It's the best feeling.
And Brad Blanks shared the Knicks effect in New York during the NBA playoffs.
That's huge. Yeah, unbelievable. They've just got behind it. Like, even to the extent that, you know, like you would have saw last week with the New York fans buying out the stadium in Philadelphia, the 76ers, where a lot of sports talk radio people were trying to figure out, do these people actually have jobs? How are they getting down there? And how are they actually keeping employment? Seems tonight, more so if the Knicks win, I know it's relatively very poised right now. If they win the game of basketball, there will be madness out the front of Madison Square Garden. And you'd think there's a lot of space outside Madison Square Garden. There's only a little bit of a foyer that then dips onto the 7th Avenue, which is one of the busiest streets in the world. And there's about 10,000 people congregate in this small area. Police can't control it, and they go berserk. So that's one thing that you can pick up when you have a look at your Twitter or your social media. You can see Knicks fans going crazy. They have just rallied behind the Knicks, making it a hot furnace inside Madison Square Garden that's exciting to watch basketball.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.